Hello everyone, this is Quinley. Today I would like to do a review slash demonstration on a color teller made by Brytech. Brytech. Oh no, where did I put it? Okay. It's a Canadian company. The website is www.brytech.com. I just bought this one because when I went away to get a guide dog, I lost my other color teller. It was the Colorino color identifier slash light detector. This one can also detect light, but it also is not very good. I can demonstrate that later. This one is cheaper than the other one though. The other one costed me $200, whereas this one, it costed me $160, including shipping and that thing, all that stuff. And also they ship by FedEx, so you wouldn't have to deal with Canada Post, which apparently a lot of people complain about. Okay, the device, it looks sort of like a very skinny phone telephone receiver, like a toy version telephone receiver for kids. It does, it looks like it. So okay, on the center, on the top center, there's the round button, and it's called the activate button. That's where you use it to tell colors of things. The side below that, there's like a little round indent. That's where you put the material that you like to know the color. Like sort of like a sensor. Below that are two buttons. A round button is the mode button, and the oblong button is the select button. So I can show you the different modes. Okay, let me activate it first.
Volume.
Low.
High. Medium.
Medium.
Language.
Language. Simple means just brown. Detail means, you know, dark red, light red, sorry, pale red, and vivid red.
Battery test, medium.
Oh, medium. Oh, I've been using a lot then. And that's about it. Okay, so let's go to colors. I'm sorry about that noise. My closet is right, because my dog is eating right now, and my closet is right there. So let me talk about other things. That talks about skin color. This thing does a very good job with skin color, I must say. The other color teller I used to have didn't do a very good job. For example, my skin, it would say pale gray brown. Well, for one thing, gray doesn't sound very attractive, and you know, gray brown, I don't know, it was very confusing. That color teller used to tell me two colors often, you know, like blue green. Well, blue green are neighboring colors. But still, you know, if you're blind and it tells you two colors, well, you think, well, which one is that? This one, it very, very rarely does that. It does it very sometimes, but often it will tell you just one color. What else about the other one? The light function, the light detecting function of this one is not very good though. The other one, it was great. I could tell light on my robotic vacuum whether it was charging or not. You know, things like that. This one, let me try this. So I'm aiming this at my big window. Right now it is 7 o'clock, so I'm not sure whether it will pick up street light or maybe it's still sunny yet, because today is a very hot day.
Hi.
Hi. That's all it tells me. Hi. That's it. Let me try this lamp that I have. The other one, it would give out like an auditory sound, and that sound would vary with the intensity of the light. Let's see what this one do. That's the function that I'm missing, so I will have to buy a light bulb pretty soon, because it was very good, very helpful, you know, to read electronic devices, such as you can tell whether the battery is charging and when stop charging and things like that. No, it doesn't like.
High,
Oh, hi. Okay, that's odd. It never say low.
Hi.
Really weird. No, I guess it doesn't say anything, so maybe it's off. Okay, let me try. So that was a lamp. Let me try a light in my kitchen. This thing doesn't like it because maybe the light is not intense enough. Because I remember with the other color teller, the light was very low. It was a very low intensity. So maybe that's why this one wouldn't pick up. I turn it on. No, it wouldn't tell me. Turn it off. No, wouldn't tell me. That's why. Okay, I talked about skin color. My friend, she, one of my friends, she from Sri Lanka, and this thing would say dark brown. My other friend is from Peru, and her skin is brown, according to this. And I am neighboring between light brown and beige. So let's try this part. I've been in Columbus, Ohio, to get a guide dog, as I said, and I was outside for, about 40 minutes a day. It was quite sunny and hot, and I was like that for 2 weeks. I just came back last Friday, so I still have some sun on me. So let's try it. Light brown. Okay, I think this might be too loud. Low. Let's try the low. Another thing with this, when you press the button, you can hold it, right? And if you're in a noisy environment, you can bring it to your ears. So let me try at a spot where I know that sun probably wouldn't be able to get into it. And I'm not gonna hold it. I'm gonna bring it close to the mic. Beige. Okay. Let me try somewhere else. I won't tell you where. Beige. There should be a pink part. Pink. So it sounds like I'm colorful. But beige and light brown are neighboring colors. Beige is just paler. Let me try my lips.
Dark red.
Dark red. Let me try the top of my lips and see what it is. Red. Okay. Let's try my hair. My hair should be black, but because I was in the sun a lot, it could be like dark brown now. I'm not sure. Black. Let's try my head. My head is is another story because even though my hair is black, but I think it might see a little bit through the skin or something. It always say dark brown. Oh, black. Ah, strange. Often they say dark brown.
Dark brown.
It does, yeah. That's why if you are a man and you test your hair, it might tell you differently because you're right on the head. Okay, let's try my clothes. This thing does better with solid colors. My summer clothes, however, tend to be colorful. And that might be a bit confusing because depending on where you put the sensor on the piece of clothing, it will tell you different colors. So let's try this. Now I would try to pick the ones that I already know the colors from the past, either from people often from people telling me or something like that. So I can verify whether this thing is supposed to do its job. This one should be brown. Brown. Oh, I hope you can hear that. Brown. Okay. Yeah, it was a blouse. Also, another thing with this is that my summer clothes tend to be a thin material, so sometimes it could see through the light from the other side, or could see through my palm. So, but often it's not that bad. I think this shirt, well, this is a blouse, a summer blouse. I think it's pink. Let me try another part of the blouse. Pink. Okay. Let's try this. I think this tank top. I have many tank tops, and that's one thing about tank tops. They all look kind of the same, with spaghetti straps, low neck, because you wear it undershirt or under cardigan, so they all seem the same. Although sometimes they have a little bit of lace on the neck. This one might, I'm not sure. Let's see.
Light yellow.
That sounds about right, because I know I have a yellow tank top. And my dog is drinking. Okay, let's try this winter coat that I have. I remember my previous color teller had a hard time with white. It would often say pale gray or pale purple. Well, pale means because there's a lot of light, I guess. So that's why it was neighboring with white. But it would rarely say white. So let's try this coat. I think it is ivory, so which is very light and very close to white. So we'll see.
Cream.
I hope you can hear that. Maybe I shouldn't have turned it off.
Volume, language, level of detail. Battery test. Version, volume, high, medium.
Okay, medium. Cream. Okay, let me try the fur at the cups and at the neck.
Beige. Light gray.
See, beige and light gray are kind of similar. Okay, let me try this. Let me try something white and see if this thing will tell me white. This is a white blouse.
White.
Okay. Good. Let me try this dress. I know it is a red dress. It's one of my favorite. My mom bought it for me from Vietnam, actually.
Dark red.
Oh, you know, my other color teller. For some reason, when it say red, it sounded really seductive. We would say red. Good. What's wrong? Why do you keep pacing? Okay, let me try this. Let me find a dark blue. Often color teller would have a hard time with dark, very, very dark colors because there's very little light, so that it has a hard time distinguishing colors. And if I can find it, okay, this dress is very dark blue. In the past, often color teller would tell me black. But we'll see this.
Dark blue.
Oh, pretty good. So let me go to the other side of my closet. Okay. Let me try this. This is a shirt. I have two identical. Two of these identical shirts. One is yellow and one is green. So we see which one is this one.
Light yellow.
Let me try find the other one. Okay, this one. The same one.
Light green.
This is also another them. I know I have one black and one pink. So see which one is this.
Pink.
Okay. Try this tank top. I forget which one. I don't know. They're all the same to me.
Pink.
That sounds about right because I know I have a pink tank top. Let me try this one. I think it might be gray or white.
White.
Okay. This one. I have two of these identical. One is pink and one is blue, but it has stripes though, so I will see. Stripes. Well, often, unless they are tactile, we can place the sensor on them, but often they're not. So often we won't be able to detect stripes. Also, unless they're bigger stripes too. Oh, tell me.
Light blue green.
Well, blue green are neighboring colors. That's when I find it confusing if you don't know it. Stephen told me that it would be helpful. Think of the colors of a rainbow, which has seven colors. The mnemonic is Roy, Go, Biff. So red, orange, yellow, go is green, and then blue, indigo, and purple. That's why blue and green are neighboring colors. Okay, let me try something else. This one is a blue dress, so we'll see.
Light blue green.
Light blue green. Another thing with this is good with pants. You know, blouses or shirts, often they come in different styles. So then you can kind of remember with pants. Well, sometimes there are different materials, but often you have similar or identical ones. So let me try this pant. I know it's tan, and tan is like brown. So we see.
Light brown.
Light brown. Oh, there is this one pair of pants that I have that this thing would never tell me the color. I have no idea why. Doesn't matter what I press, it would not tell me the color. It's really strange.
Black.
Black. Okay, let me try.
Dark green.
Okay. Let me try something. Okay. I have these skirts, right? One is beige and one is a darker beige, which is light brown. And this thing does a pretty good job distinguishing them for me. They are kind of identical in styles too.
Light brown.
And let's see the one beneath that. I think that's the same one.
Beige.
Yeah, so that's it's very helpful to have a color teller. You know, as a woman, I care about what I wear, and you know, obviously a color teller would not help you match clothes. But you know, your sighted friends or family members would tell you, oh, you know, beige would go good with this and that, and then white would go, you know, good with this and that. And then so later on, instead of just remember the basic principles about color matching, and then later on, you know, you can use this thing to remind you what color it is. Obviously, sometimes, you know, it doesn't tell you the exact color, but often it is pretty darn good. Let me try this. Do I have any other interesting pair of pants? We'll see. This is white.
White.
Let me try this one.
Light gray.
Doesn't sound big. Try another one.
Light brown.
Yeah, so you know, in general, I'm very happy with this color teller, although I would have to buy a light bulb. So by the time I get that, it would be the same price as the other one. Let's try Nugget. Nugget, come here. Nugget is a black poodle. Nugget, come here. Come on. Good girl. See? She's scared by this thing. And let me see my cheeks. Sometimes it's light brown, but if I'm laughing or happy, then it's rosy pink. Pink. Ooh. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to contact me. My email is Quinley, so Quinle, at Cochico, Cocheco.ca. Let me try something else before I go. Okay. Let me try this color. No, sorry, not color. This bottle of water. Often it is clear. So I don't know what it would tell me. That would be an interesting idea.
Dark gray.
Let me try my shelf.
Orange.
Huh, that doesn't sound right.
Yellow.
Oh, yeah, do you remember I told you Roy Gold Biff? Well, orange and yellow, they're neighboring. So that's why sometimes color tellers tell you neighboring colors. And you know, in the past, I had really different impression about yellow and orange. You know, but after I understand that mnemonic thing, it helps. Okay, this backpack?
Black.
Let me try something else. Let me try my scale. I have no idea what color it is.
Light blue.
Light blue? Is it right? The light blue. Let's try. What can I try? Nugget? What can I try? Nugget? Let's try my dress that I'm wearing right now.
Pink.
Okay, let's see what else can I try. One last thing. I don't know what. One last thing. My harness. Well, not my harness, sorry. My dog's harness. And the leather, the body.
Dark brown.
Dark brown. Let me try the leash. Leash. Where's the leash?
Orange.
So I hope you enjoyed this. I will talk to you next time. Bye bye.